Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Kahir Chiste with the evening news. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and French President Emmanuel Macron review India-France strategic ties. First Indian consulate in Marseille inaugurated. Chief Minister Nipurio pays tribute to unwavering dedication of ex-servicemen and Veer Naris, reaffirms government's support. And RBI directs banks to remain open for government transaction on March 31st. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and French President Emmanuel Macron discussed all aspects of the India-French strategic partnership and reviewed cooperation in the strategic areas of defence, civil nuclear energy and space. During their bilateral talks yesterday, both leaders reaffirmed their strong commitment to the India-France strategic partnership. In a special gesture, Prime Minister Modi and President Macron flew together from Paris to Marseille in the French presidential aircraft. They discussed the full spectrum of bilateral relations and key global and regional issues. This was followed by delegation-level talks after arrival in Marseille. Both leaders discussed ways to strengthen collaboration in the fields of technology and innovation, enhancing trade and investment ties. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri today briefed media in Marseille.
AI was also a major area of bilateral discussion between the two sides. Next year, 2026, has been agreed between the two sides as the India-France year of innovation, and this will focus a great deal on technology, on innovation, on startups and academic collaboration between the two countries.
Prime Minister and President Macron expressed satisfaction at the ongoing collaboration in the fields of health, culture, tourism, education and people-to-people ties. They committed to further deepening engagement in the Indo-Pacific and in global forums and initiatives. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and French President Emmanuel Macron jointly inaugurated the first Indian consulate in the historic French city of Marseille this afternoon. Earlier in the day, the two leaders interacted with members of the Indian diaspora in the city. They also paid tribute to Indian soldiers who sacrificed their lives during the First and Second World Wars at the Mazar Kuwar Cemetery. Mr. Modi, along with the French president, reached Marseille this morning after concluding a series of high-level engagements in Paris. The Indian community in Marseille gave them a warm and enthusiastic welcome on their arrival. After wrapping up his visit in France, Prime Minister Modi departed for a two-day visit to the United States at the invitation of President Donald Trump. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India is making remarkable strides in AI, leveraging it for the public good. Mr. Modi urged the world to come and invest in India and bet on India's Yuva Shakti. He made these remarks after meeting with Google CEO Sundar Pichai at the AI Action Summit in Paris. Mr. Pichai described this meeting as delightful. In a social media post, the Google CEO said, "They discussed the incredible opportunities AI will bring to India and ways we can work closely together on India's digital transformation." Chief Minister Nipurio today paid tribute to the unwavering dedication of ex-servicemen and Veer Naris and reaffirmed the government's continued support. He was addressing the Mega Ex-Servicemen Rally for Veterans of the Armed Forces and Assam Rifles at Dimapur. Mr. Ryu acknowledged their critical role in the nation's security and development.
I salute the supreme sacrifices of brain and fire of the armed services personnel who have protected the great country of our India over the decades since our independence. As also we remember with acknowledgement the sacrifices of family members of the soldiers who have also made equal sacrifices to nation building.
Highlighting various government schemes, Mr. Ryu encouraged them to avail benefits of initiatives such as CM's microfinance initiative and called on banks to extend all financial services to veterans and their families. The Chief Minister also recognized challenges faced by Veer Naris and war widows and pledged his government support to empower them through skill development programs and financial assistance. He emphasized the importance of enabling them to lead dignified, independent lives. Mr. Ryu also encouraged veterans to remain actively engaged in community building, using their experience and discipline to contribute to the welfare of society. He urged the public to take advantage of opportunities at Sainik School Palwa, which is performing well. The rally saw around 1,300 participants, including ex-servicemen, war veterans, Veer Naris and families from Naglan and Karbi Anglong district. Highlights of the rally included medical checkups and distribution of medical devices, besides cultural performances and a military band display. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, EIR News Alert and EIR underscore Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel EIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. The Reserve Bank of India has advised all agency banks to keep all their branches dealing with government business open on March 31st. This has been done following the centre's request to process all government transactions relating to receipts and payments in the financial year 2024-25 itself. The Zinaboto unit of National Tobacco Control Programme today initiated a full-scale checking of prohibited tobacco products, primarily focusing on areas near educational institutions. The drive was carried under COPTA 2003 in collaboration with district administration officials led by EAC Tsoinchu Sangtam, along with Dubashis, police personnel, officials from Zinaboto Range Students Union, Sumi Youth Organization and No Tobacco Club Zinaboto. The seized products were later disposed of. Shamato District Social Welfare Department, ICDS project today organized an orientation and refresher training for Anganwadi workers and Anganwadi helpers. Resource persons from the department dwelt on topics including nutrition delivery in Saksham Anganwadi and Poshan 2.0, Aadhaar enrollment of children, importance of preschool and job responsibilities of Anganwadi helpers. The program was attended by all Anganwadi workers of Shamato District. Actor Deepika Padukone today urged students to focus on their strengths and work on their weaknesses without the fear of failure. Interacting with students during the second part of Pariksha Pe Charcha 2025, she said students must face challenges with clarity and conviction and should not panic if there is any mistake.
Depression, anxiety, stress kabhi bhi kisi ko bhi ho sakta hai. Jaise Shri Narendra Modi ji ne unke kitab Exam Warriors mein bhi likha hai. Express, never suppress. It really takes off a lot of weight off your shoulders. And when you're preparing for exams in particular, you start feeling better. You feel like, achha, ab main exam pe main focus kar sakti hu. Kyunki mera jo issue hai, uske baare mein maine baat kiya hai. And you're able to just focus and live a healthier, better life.
Ms. Padukone, who is also a mental health advocate, said that mental health issues should not be treated as a stigma and that people facing such issues must always express their feelings. And India Meteorological Department has forecast light rainfall activity over isolated places in Nagaland during the next couple of days. During the last 24 hours, maximum temperatures were above normal by 1 to 3 degrees Celsius over the northeast India. And now, to end the news, here are the main points once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and French President Emmanuel Macron review India-France strategic ties. First Indian consulate in Marseille inaugurated. Chief Minister Nipudio pays tribute to unwavering dedication of ex-servicemen and Veer Naris, reaffirms government support. And RBI directs banks to remain open for government transactions on March 31st. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 a.m. tomorrow. Good night.